Konnichiwa, and welcome back. This is Kohinata Nanoka, and you're... Hey!
You're listening to White Feathers, Episode 2! Roll 'em!
After saying goodbye to Shiro, Nanoka headed up to her classroom on the second floor. She entered the classroom and made her way over to her desk by the window. Her head was still filled with plans for her little after-school excursion.
We were robbed! There's no way they should have gotten a penalty shot for that.
Still won, Masayuki.
Yeah, but 2-1 is not the same as 2-0.
Shichan thinks I'll be going to club meetings right. After school today.
I'm telling you.
That gives me time to walk into town quickly. It's only 10 minutes if I walk fast, after all. I can get there and back before he shows up to walk me home. If I'm lucky, the bakery won't have sold out of Daifuku yet.
It would have surprised me in the slightest.
So soft and so sweet. So yummy and soft to bite into. And then the red bean filling in the middle. It's going to be so good.
Ahayo, Nanaka-chan!
Ahayo, Futaba-chan.
Daydreaming, were you?
Hi. Did you get your math homework done for first period?
I wouldn't want Amora-sensei to be unhappy with me.
Nanoka just smiled.
It seems like half the girls in our class have a crush on Amora-sensei. They can't wait for him to walk in to start homeroom period, and they all do their best in math class and history. Pick me, Amora-sensei. I know the answer, Amora-sensei. Oh, I'm really not that smart, Amora-sensei, but thank you for saying so. Even Satsuko-chan gets in on the act, though I'm sure she would never admit to it.
Good morning, Sensei.
Hi.
Nanoka!
Good morning, Sensei.
He's here!
Hi. Good morning.
As Omura-sensei entered the room, most of the girls caught their breath. He was wearing a smart gray suit with a brightly colored tie.
His hair is so thick and always so neat. His breath must be so minty fresh. I agree, it couldn't be anything else. I mean, Omura-sensei is handsome, there's no question about that. But there's no need for them to speculate and talk about him in the schoolyard as much as they do.
Oh, Nanoka-chan, he can't really have a girlfriend, can he? It would be so cruel.
Futaba sighed, looking at Omura-sensei with her elbows propped on the desk and her chin resting on her hands. Nanoka just laughed to herself.
Everyone does it, though. Even Futaba-chan.
Shiro found Makiya in her room. She had fallen onto her bed and was fast asleep. He looked at the clock. 9:03. All of this didn't seem to be right at all. However, he felt he should let her be. For a moment, his eyes rested on her reclining body. She was dressed in nothing but fashionable black lace lingerie that barely covered anything, but was nevertheless likely rather expensive. Her outfit contrasted nicely with her lightly tanned skin and her deviantly dyed orange hair. From where he stood, Shiro could faintly hear her breathing. He looked at the window, then went and silently let down the shades. He then moved over to the bed and covered Makiya with a light bedsheet. It was warm outside, but the air conditioning made it feel rather cool in her room, and she was lying on top of her blanket. He didn't feel like he should wake her up again, so he silently left the room. Returning to the living room, Shiro picked up the phone and called Makiya's beauty parlor.
Moshi, Matsuri Beauty Parlor.
Ohayou gozaimasu. Koinata Shiro desu. Koinata Maki came back home from a business meeting. She fell asleep. If her presence is required in the parlor, I shall wake her up.
Ah, so ka. Chotto matte kudasai. Tenshi doesn't need to be here at the moment. We can manage. Arigato.
Hanging up, Shiro switched on the TV and connected the headphone socket to the control panel at his waist so he wouldn't disturb Makiya's rest. He turned on the gaming console and began silently playing, practicing the games that Makiya and Nanoka kept him busy with. Tanaka Yukio was in a pinch. He was standing in front of his class with a piece of chalk in his moistened hands, staring blank-faced at the equation written on the blackboard. His problem wasn't that he couldn't solve this kind of equation.
You do a reverse cartwheel kick first, then throw an energy blast, and then finish a combo with a flying tiger.
Yukio's problem was that, on average, he was nervous as hell in front of the class. He was also averagely tall, had average hair, and just looked average in general. He was also of average intelligence.
Well, maybe just a bit more than just average. But I'm still only a little above average where my grades are concerned. And I wish those girls in the back would keep quiet.
Futaba-chan, the reverse cartwheel.
You what?
Nanoka paused yet again, a little embarrassed.
What am I supposed to say? I don't like the reverse cartwheel cake because it shows Hoshiko's panties. It sounds so childish. But if Futaba-chan's combo really works, I could try it on Shi-chan.
At the front of the room, Yukio's mind was still blank while he tried to ignore the stares he could feel on his back and channel more concentration into the math-solving parts of his brain. It wasn't working.
Nanoka? It's not that hard to do. I can show you if
I just have trouble doing the reverse cartwheel sometimes. I can't always pull it off, and that would leave me open to a counter.
Ah, it's easy. You just do an upwards reverse arc with the stick and
press the medium kick button. Isn't that right, Anzai?
She did it again.
Nanoka and Futaba both looked up, shocked to find Omura-sensei standing right there in front of their adjacent desks. Futaba's face turned bright red.
Sensei, go man. I was just saying the Nanoka-chan.
Your combo's old news, Anzai. There's a much better 5-move combo that takes down the other player's energy bar by almost 2/3.
There is? Could you show it to me?
Are you asking me on a date, Anzai?
A ripple of laughter ran through the class, and Futaba shrank down in her chair, her hands rising to her face involuntarily, as if she wanted to hide behind them.
No, sensei. I just meant...
Perhaps later on, Anzai. For now, though, you and Kohinata head up to the board. Tanaka, you can sit down.
Hi, sensei.
Anzai, complete his equation. And Kohinata, write down this equation and start graphing it.
Yukio exhaled and bowed averagely, stepping down as the other students continued talking quietly amongst themselves. Omura-sensei was so cool. That seemed to be the general consensus. Yukio's eyes locked on Nanoka as she walked up to the blackboard behind Futaba and started writing down another problem on the board. He had never really paid much attention to her before now. His taste in girls was also rather average, and Nanoka was too young-looking for those tastes.
But now I know something about her I didn't know before. An elusive, quiet girl who plays boyish fighting games. And somehow, it tickles my fancy.
Shiro had been playing for almost 3 hours already when a voice came from behind him.
Shiro, how is it possible that a computer can't beat a computer at playing a game?
Makiya sat down on the couch next to him. She was dressed smartly. Her hair was done up in a cute style. And she smelled like she had had a bath in 4711 Eau de Cologne.
As long as I am not the computer controlling the actual game, I am as challenged as anybody else. Though, this game here has two modes. In one, the puzzles always pour down with the exact same patterns. I just need to replay them. My memory, in that respect, is certainly superior to a human's. But there's no point in playing a game only twice. I cannot learn anything from that.
Makia stared at the screen.
Whatever you say, but you just can't get the hang of this one, right?
She took the controller from him.
Here, the idea of this game is to not touch those. Jump up there to get there. Take this and then go over there. Now, here, you switch into the item menu and take that weapon. The other is no use against the dragon at the gate there.
Shudo nodded, alternating between watching the screen and Makia's hands. Makia continued her running commentary as she concentrated on the game.
This isn't just a puzzle. This is the story of a hero and a heroine.
The hero is a drug addict?
Makia jabbed at the controller in a frenzy, trying to get her character to dodge around and defeat the boss dragon. But it was no good.
No, a girl hero.
Makia put down the controller.
Call me a taxi, please.
Hi, Queen Nata-sama. I shall also start preparing dinner.
It's not even 3 in the afternoon yet.
The Persokan smiled.
I take my time.
You are weird, Shiro.
The school day ended uneventfully, and Nanoka headed into town with Futaba. The Fighting Spirit Arcade was a popular social venue for high school students, and the two girls had to wait a while before the Ultimate Cosmic Fighting Challenge 3 machine became available.
Finally! I thought the day was never going to end.
Hi, it did seem to drag on a bit.
Anyway, we're here now. I've been waiting for this all day. Let's see if we can find this killer combo that Amuro Sensei was talking about.
Hi, let's give it a try.
Unknown to Nanoka or Futaba, someone was watching them. It was Tanaka Yukio from their class at school.
Well, I didn't mean to follow them. I just kind of ended up walking in the same direction as them after school. And then we ended up in here.
To avoid being overly conspicuous, Yukio had bought himself a drink and begun to play a few games himself, with average results.
I'm not even any good at playing games, I guess. But at least this gives me a chance to watch those two girls. That one, Futaba, she's really quite disturbing the way she keeps yelling like that. And the other one, Nanoka. She's quiet, but she's obviously a much better player than Futaba. She seems to be winning most of the time, even though she isn't trying half as hard as Futaba is.
Yeah!
Get up!
Listening to Futaba-chan playing video games is never boring, at least. I mean, it's noisy enough in here already, but it wouldn't surprise me if people could hear her across the street outside.
Nanoka was playing as Ryoichi, a slow character who relied mostly on brute force. Nanoka preferred playing Hoshiko, an agile, attractive girl in a short blue dress. But Futaba was playing Hoshiko at the moment, as the two girls tried to discover Omura-sensei's secret combo.
No!
At this rate, though, it looked like they'd be here for a few more weeks. At the very least, they weren't having much success.
Yeah!
Ryoichi, winner!
Nanoka smiled to herself as Ryoichi stood over Hoshiko's limp body and struck a victorious pose, thumping his chest with a clenched fist. Then she frowned a little, biting her lip as her eyes strayed to the unconscious Hoshiko.
You can see her panties when she's lying like that, too. Why did they do that? What's the point?
Let's go again, Nanoka-chan! This time! I'll get it this time for sure!
You're never just going to luck into it, Futaba-chan. Maybe you can find it on the net.
No, it's not even 5 yet! I'm going going
Not
to-
Not even five. What about the time? What's the time?
Well, it's- Hey!
Nanaka grabbed Futaba's wrist and peered at her watch.
4:40. I have to go, Futaba-chan. See you tomorrow.
Nanaka?
Sorry. I'll see you later.
Huh? What's that all about? Oh, well.
Yukio had finished his drink and gone to the bathroom. Returning to the arcade interior, he glanced over at the Ultimate Cosmic Fighting Challenge 3 machine.
She's gone! Uso! That girl, Nanaka, she just vanished!
The other girl, Futaba, was still at the machine, but Yukio had little to no interest in her. He looked around the arcade, hoping to see Nanaka somewhere.
Maybe she just went to get herself a drink. Or maybe she had to go to the bathroom, too.
But as the minutes passed and Nanaka didn't reappear, Yukio had to conclude that she had gone home.
I guess I might as well go home, too, then.
He cast one last look at Futaba, who was putting even more coins into the Ultimate Cosmic Fighting Challenge 3 machine, much to the annoyance of the people waiting behind her. Then he heaved another average sigh and left the arcade thinking about Nanaka.
He was good at that game too. Much better than Futaba. There's just something about her. Maybe she isn't too young looking after all.
Meanwhile, Nanaka was already a long way down the street, heading back for school.
Oh, late. Chi-chan's probably already waiting for me. Oh, I hope I don't get in trouble.
Wait, so I get to read the credits this time? The guy! Give me that! White Feathers, Episode 2! Killer Combo! The episode was written by Darkling and Yogan, and directed and produced by Yogan. The episode featured Tweety Chick 630 as Nanaka, Inga Interweaves as Maki, Jogan as Shiro, Belladonna Gardini as Futaba, Martin Perks as Amora Sensei, Davy Natoka as Yukio, and C.C. Peterson as the narrator. Also appearing was Adidas, Always Rina, Nikobe Alonso, and Tillich Arthrock. Jokin and Darkling would like to thank the VAs for all their work on this episode. For more information on White Feathers, please visit www.joogn.de/WF. Well, that's it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Tune in next time for... What is it, Nanaka-chan?
We're not on the radio, Futaba-chan. They can't tune in. They download the episodes.
What? Since when?
Since ever, I guess.
Well, I'm not going to stand for it! Who do I have to talk to about this? Who, Nanaka-chan? Someone's going to hear about this. Downloading? Nobody told me anything about that.
Well, see you all next time.